And welcome back. Medicare's open enrollment window opens next week. It's an annual event giving Medicare recipients the opportunity to review their health care situation to determine if they want to make adjustments to their plans. The open enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th. This process can be confusing sometimes, so we have with us Julie Brookhart, Public Affairs Specialist at the Kansas City Regional Office with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the federal agency of the Department of Health and Human Services that administers the Medicare program. She'll help us navigate the process. Julie, nice to talk to you again.
Great to be here again. Thank you.
Let's begin by talking about the kinds of adjustments that potentially can be made during this open enrollment period. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so every year in the fall, Medicare beneficiaries have a chance to review their health and their prescription drug coverage and compare it to what is going to be available in 2016. Basically, we know, that the plans and costs and benefits can change from year to year, but also, too, beneficiaries' needs can change. They may have dropped some prescription drugs from the last year, or they may have added some on. So this is the time of year to kind of do that checkup to make sure that you're in the most cost-effective and beneficial plans for your needs. And there is help available to do that in the area. And this time of year is from October 15th through December 7th.
Right. October 15th through December. Where will people look and where can they look to gather the information they need to make these adjustments if they're necessary?
Yeah, so our office provides for many different resources based on how you want to get that help. There is an 800 number. It's just generally 1-800-MEDICARE, and that is 1-800-633-4227. Basically, there are customer service reps who can help you compare plans over the phone, just giving them a little bit of information. But also, they can direct you to very local help in your area. They can direct you to the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. Or if you want to call them on your own, that number is always on the back of your Medicare handbook that you get in the mail every year in the fall. But basically, you can call that State Health Insurance Assistance Program, and their number, too, is 1-800-390-3330. They can help you set up an appointment with them one-on-one, and they can also tell you about coming enrollment events in the area. And there are a few of those going on in the St. Louis area coming up. Now, all this help, I want to point out, it's free. They're unbiased counselors that are hired and trained by us. They're volunteers, but they're trained and go through our program so they can help Medicare beneficiaries.
We'll be putting the information, contact information, on our website at stopublicradio.org. I'm not sure that people are in a position, often listening in their cars or what have you, to write these numbers down. But we'll have it all on our website. Julie, you mentioned plans. People can examine their plans. Well, you're talking about their Medicare plan, number one, but you use the plural. What other plans? Are these the supplemental policies that people have?
Well, when I say this, open enrollment in the fall every year for Medicare health plans and prescription drug plans, so besides your original Medicare beneficiaries can choose to get their health benefits through Medicare Advantage plans, and those can be HMOs, TPOs, those sorts of types of plans. They're plans who contract with Medicare to offer the same benefits that original Medicare does, but sometimes they offer additional benefits. You might have to see providers within that network, but a lot of beneficiaries will sign up with a Medicare Advantage plan because they do offer, additional benefits than original Medicare does. So you might have a beneficiary who wants to change their Medicare Advantage plan, or they might want to go from Medicare Advantage back to original Medicare, which is where you can see basically any provider. And then there's the prescription drug portion part of it all, too. So beneficiaries who are on original Medicare, in order to get their prescription drugs covered, they do have to sign up for a separate Medicare Part D plan. And so this is a chance to review those plans that are out there. When I say your prescriptions might have changed throughout the year. And you might want to see if there's a plan that will offer you better coverage at a lower cost. And so this is the time of year to do that. And many times when I've gone out to enrollment events to kind of help out, we do see beneficiaries who are thrilled by every year they're finding a different plan that has lower out-of-pocket costs for them.
But out of the equation, a lot of people who are on Medicare have supplemental insurance from other companies to make up the gap between what Medicare will pay for and what the other insurer might pay for. Those policies are not brought into the mix during open enrollment.
Yeah, they're really not a part of the open enrollment process. But you can work with the SHIP counselor when you're sitting right there beside them, because the SHIP counselor, I say the State Health Insurance Assistant Program counselors that do this counseling for free, they can talk to you about your options for a Medigap supplemental policy as well. So yes, they can look at those for you. But when we talk about open enrollment from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, we're talking about the one chance every year to change your Medicare Advantage plan or your prescription drug plan. As the Medigap policies, the state has kind of regulation and oversight over those. But the SHIP counselor should be able to counsel you if you have questions and maybe want to look into that as well.
You know, I think a lot of people at this time of year are receiving flyers, brochures, what have you, from various insurance companies who want to get in on this. How should we be reacting to those as they come into our various households?
Well, I will tell you, they are allowed to market to Medicare beneficiaries, and they can start doing so. I think it's after October 1st they can start the plans that are contracting with Medicare can market, and that's fine. We just say that you want to look at all your options. You know, just don't pick up the first brochure and say, hey, that sounds like a good deal, and go ahead and enroll in that plan. And that's why we offer you the various resources from Medicare, that 800 number, working with the SHIP counselor, or even going to Medicare.gov and looking at your options there. We do want to caution people that there is a lot of marketing that goes on during this time of year, and there's a lot of fraud that happens as seniors and beneficiaries are targeted because this is a time of year for Medicare open enrollment.
Are there any red flags that you can give us with regard to things that could be suspicious or potential fraud?
Yeah, so one of the most common ploys is during open enrollment. There might be someone calling your household posing as an employee from an insurance agency, or even from our agency, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they might say that there are new cards being issued at this time of year during Medicare open enrollment for every Medicare beneficiary. So they might ask you to verify sensitive information such as your Medicare number, which currently is your Social Security number, and they might try to get that information out of you over the phone. We tell people to never give their Social Security or their Medicare card number over the phone, because if we're calling you, we already have that information on file. And an insurance agent should not be asking you for that information over the phone as well. So that's one of the biggest red flags. Do not give that information out. It's like giving your credit card information away, and where they will take that number and start billing Medicare for fraudulent charges. If you suspect that might have happened, you can call again our Medicare 1-800 number and report that type of fraud.
Why is the open enrollment period, Julie, relatively short? I mean, why not give people the opportunity to make changes at any time?
Well, with every health insurance, there's an enrollment period, and it's really has to be, because if we're making changes all the time, and beneficiaries as well as any consumer coming in and out of a health insurance plan, the insurance company is really not able to regulate that, nor everyone paying into the system during a set period of time, and just people signing up to get health insurance when they need it, versus paying into the system to have it there when you need it. You know, we don't sign up for car insurance once we have an accident expecting to get paid on that claim. So there is a set period of time for open enrollment every year, and it's a way to regulate the system and to have people paying into the system over the year.
Do first-year Medicare recipients get a pass on this? I mean, any need for them to contact you folks?
Well, so when you are new to Medicare, you have an initial enrollment period, and that's based on your birthday, and it's 7 months around your birthday. So you can sign up for Medicare 3 months prior to your 65th birthday or being disabled, being on Medicare, and then the 3 months after your birthday month. And so you have that window. And but yes, if you signed up for and chose your plan and your Part D plan even last month, and you do still have the opportunity to make that change every year during open enrollment. So that's up to you if you want to take advantage of this open enrollment period.
In some of the information I've seen from your office, you indicated that there is a special alert for Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plan users here in the St. Louis area. What's going on there?
Well, every year, as I said, so plans can change, and even some plans can decide not to contract with our agency and not offer that plan anymore. And so in the St. Louis area, there are approximately 1,700 people that got a mailing and saying that their particular plan that they were in last year in 2015 is not going to be offered again in 2016. And it was there was a Coventry Health Advantra plan, and then there was a United Healthcare Medicare Complete plan. But, however, the good news this year, because this doesn't always happen, the good news this year with those plans going away is that those two companies still have a comparable plan for beneficiaries to be enrolled in. And when we say comparable, it has to be about the same premium or lower and offer the same benefits. So this year, those that were in those plans that are non-renewing will be just rolled over into their the company's comparable plan. And so those Medicare beneficiaries affected will get a letter, but they don't have to take any action if they still want to stay in the plan that they're in.
But there is an automatic component here that it can be just rolled over in and of itself and by itself.
Yes, and so for those plans, now that doesn't always happen when plans decide to leave. There may not be a comparable plan being offered. And then in those situations, Medicare beneficiaries would need to make a choice. And if they didn't, by the end of the open enrollment period, then they would revert to original Medicare. They wouldn't lose their Medicare. They would just revert to getting their benefits through original Medicare again. But they could have lost their Part D or their prescription drug component that was with that Medicare Advantage plan. And so this time of year, it's really important for Medicare beneficiaries to read any information that you get in the mail from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, plus also read any piece of mail that you get from your insurance plan that you have already. So that could be that Medicare Coventry plan or that Medicare Humana plan. So read the information that comes from the plan that you're already in.
Are there any Medicare surprises coming up in the foreseeable future that would impact any of this? Changes? I mean, I say surprises, I mean changes.
No, not that I know of. We haven't announced yet the Part B premiums for next year yet, so we don't have all that, the cost-sharing information. But the good news is that there are still a number of different plans to choose from. We know that the premiums are being kept pretty low. One of the lowest prescription drug plans offered in the St. Louis area is only $18.40 a month. So there are some good options out there. And then also, I was listening in on your last conversation you were having. You were talking about the Affordable Care Act and some of the good things it's brought about. And one of them with the prescription drug program for Medicare beneficiaries is that it's trying to close that donut hole down to, in the year 2020, beneficiaries will pay no more than 25% out of pocket for any of their prescription drugs. And every year, that percentage is shrinking more and more. And so in the year of 2016, beneficiaries will save 55% on their covered brand name drugs, and they'll see an increased savings on their generic drugs as well when they hit the donut hole. Because before the Affordable Care Act law, once they hit that coverage gap in their policy, they were paying 100% out of pocket for their drugs. That is shrinking, and they'll save 55% on brand name drugs during that period of time.
That is good news. We're going to direct folks to your website, because I think they can get answers to questions and clarification on anything they don't quite understand at this point at your website. Again, it will be on ours at stlpublicradio.org. Julie, thank you so much for being with us. Julie Brookhart is Public Affairs Specialist, the Kansas City Regional Office of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Very informative, Julie. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with Robert Reich about his new book, Saving Capitalism. He thinks it's at risk. Also, as the 2016 presidential campaign heats up, we'll take a look at the role of presidential debates. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.